masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
The listeners in this program, we try to provide you the utmost information regarding the Imam of your time, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Isra, verse 71, on that day we'll be calling people with their respective Imam. So it's really important to know about the Imam of your time, because your Imam will be the one who will be leading you on the Day of Judgment. Well, in our previous sessions, we have been talking about the relationship between Mathawiyat and Ashura of Ithiu. And we talked about very common points between Ashura and Mathawiyat. And I would want to ask you, is there anything else you would like to add to the topic?
With regard to the relation between Mahdawiyya, or the concept of Mahdism, and the event of Karbala and Ashura, lots of things have been said and written by different scholars and different people. This time we want to have a look at this issue by a hadith which is narrated from Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
Sa'd ibn Abdullah Qumi says that I asked Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, what is the interpretation of the verse Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sad in the chapter in Surah Maryam?
Yeah.
Imam replied that this verse is among the mysteries of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed the Prophet Zakaria about it.
Okay.
And later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually informed the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this verse of Quran. And the story is this, that Zakaria the Prophet asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach him the five holy names, Asma' Tayyiba, Khamsa Tayyiba, that are the names of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. And Allah has sent Jibreel to teach him these names. Jibreel started naming them one by one, started from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second Imam Ali alayhi wa sallam, later Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Imam Hassan. He got happy, and his griefs were and sorrows were removed when he heard all these names.
Okay.
When Jibreel reached to the name of Imam al-Husayn alayhi wa sallam, there was some sort of grief and sorrows coming to his heart.
Okay.
To the heart of Prophet Zakaria.
All right.
And he got distressed, and he said, what is the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about this person, about Hussein, that he even left his worship place for 3 days, and he was only crying just by hearing the name of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. When he again asked for the answer, Jibreel informed him about the whole story, that the way that he was going to
The event of Ashura,
all the details of that okay. He will be killed while he is thirsty, and the day of Ashura, and talk about the signs of patience of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his confrontation with all these catastrophes and tragedies. So Zakaria alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least let me feel and sense this great tragedy to some sense.
Yeah.
So I, as a prophet, like to share a part of my existence with this Hussein that you are talking about. How can I actually accompany and to be with him? Then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me at least a son like him, so that I understand a part of this grief that comes to him.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while he was really old and aged, Allah gave him Prophet Yahya. So again, there are some similarities between the Yahya, the Prophet, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting to know about those similarities. We'll ask you the similarities after a short break.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. This is The Last Savior, and I'm with Dr. Alavi, and we are talking about the similarities between the event of Ashura and Mathaviyat. Yes, Dr. Alavi, you said that there were similarities.
Yeah. We started from the interpretation of the verse Kaf Ha Ya'ain Sad.
Yes.
Yeah. So, as we said and we referred to, we said that Imam Ali Salam, Imam Zaman Ali Salam is giving us this interpretation. So, it comes from the mouth of an infallible Imam.
Yeah.
That Zakariya the Prophet wanted to learn the names of the Ahlul Bayt, the five holy names. Allah, when Jibril reached to the name of Imam al-Hussein, he started to feel sorrow and grief.
Yeah.
So he asked, what is the reason? It has been answered that Kaf stands for Karbala, Ha stands for Shahada.
All right.
The Shahada, the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein. Ya stands for the name of Yazid.
Okay.
Also, Ayn stands for Atash, or thirst of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam.
All right.
And Sad stands for the patience, Sabr.
All right.
The patience of Imam alayhi salam and his family.
True.
That can be materialized in the personality of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and Lady Zainab salam Allah alayha.
All right.
So he asked Allah to involve him in sort of issue to understand this catastrophe to some extent.
Yeah.
To feel sympathy with Imam al-Hussein.
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the Prophet Yahya.
Yeah.
Though he was really, as we said, he was too old to be
to
given
have a child.
Almost more than 90 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So Allah blessed him with Prophet Yahya. It's interesting to know that even Prophet Yahya, like Imam Hussein, was born while he was only 6 months in with his mother.
Yeah.
So like Imam Hussein, that was born while he
only
was
six months.
And with Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha. So Prophet Yahya was like him, and also the rest of the stories that what happened to Prophet Yahya, and he was also beheaded.
All right.
And his head on a tray was given to the king of the time, and to lots of similarities between
Prophet Yahya
and, Yahya and Imam al-Hussein.
All
alayhi
right.
Salam. So Ashura is a turning point in the history of mankind.
And all right.
The appearance of Dhuhr or Mahdawiya, the appearance of Imam, advent of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, is the ending point of that.
All right.
That's why we call it Akhir al-Zaman, that Imam will come
at the end of the times.
The end of the time. So these two points are very important. Peak of the story is Ashura.
Yeah.
And see,
it's
and when
climax
when the people are going to find the salvation, to find the prosperity on the scene,
or the real revenge.
And the real revenge is the time that Imam Zaman alayhi salam will
reappear, inshallah. Yeah.
So there are some points that we have to understand that, okay, in case everything is going to be connected to the story of Ashura and the story of Mahdism or Mahdawiyah, what comes at the end of the day. So this should be known by all the people from all different
ages,
let's say, groups and tribes,
yeah,
on the scene of the earth.
True.
Is it really serious that when we are talking about that? Because we cannot even imagine that someday all the people, all the inhabitants of the earth know about the story of Ashura and Karbala. And
yeah. So we get to know here that Ashura should be recognized by all. And how is that possible? We'll ask you that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio. Welcome back. This is Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Alavi, and we're talking about the relationship between Ashura and Mathaviyat. Dr. Alavi, you said before break that Ashura needs to be recognized by all. And will it happen by the time of uprising?
Look, we know that, all of us know that, inshallah, Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come with the motto or the slogan of Ya al-Atharat al-Hussein, those who are after the blood of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So it is the symbol of his flag and the flag of his troops.
All right.
So he will start his revolution or uprising or whatever we can call it with this motto and slogan. This by itself has some actually hidden points inside. That, do you think that all the people of the world will come for a revolution that they have no idea about, they know nothing about. So it is sort of impossible to see that people are after something that they have no information.
Yeah.
I want to say that it is possible to spread the message of Ashura and Karbala before the advent of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Because we have seen the signs of that. Look, you cannot find in the earth a sort of demonstration or, let's say, rally like what happens in the Arba'in these years. I was hearing to the speech by the Imam of Najaf, Imam of Jummah prayers in Najaf. He was saying that last year there were 26 million pilgrims of Imam al-Hussein. And besides that, there are 6 million coming from outside. So 26 million locals and 6 million outside from outside of the country.
All right.
So let's not say that, okay, it is almost 30 million or 30 plus. Let's consider it on 10 million, the minimum that we can.
A huge gathering.
Yeah. Have you ever seen such a gathering anywhere in the world? In the history, have you ever heard?
No.
So this must be interesting for the people to know what is the story behind that, that they are coming, this large population are coming for.
Yeah.
So this can do its job in the right time. The same way that Arba'in revived Ashura. Look, in case there was no a return of captives from Sham to Karbala, there was no story, nothing about Ashura today. Because when they came back, they wanted to teach us it's our duty to go for the visit of Imam al-Hussein. And among all the recommendations that come to us, when we go for the visit of any imam, they tell us, I mean, while they were alive, they were telling us, go to perform the visit and pilgrimage of Imam al-Hussein. So the same way that Arba'in played its role, the same way it can, this Arba'in can revive this story and can introduce it to the whole world.
Yeah.
Look, we could not even expect such a thing to happen within the last 5 years or 10 years. No one could understand. Okay, there were some people going for Arba'in, let's say in numbers, in few numbers. But who put this in the hearts and the minds of the people to go from different parts of the world? More than 150 nationalities participate in this. But they are not necessarily Shias. They are Muslims.
Yeah.
And even I myself have witnessed, even from non-Muslims, I have seen the followers of other religions. I met Christians, I met Jews coming to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Yeah, and in India as well, I tell you a very interesting thing. On Arba'in, people who cannot travel to Iraq and go for Arba'in walk, they manage a walk over there with the intention of Arba'in.
Yeah.
And all non-Muslims, Muslims, all Christians come and join this rally. And many of the non-Muslims have said that they have actually felt relieved in this rally and they join each year.
Exactly. So in Surah An-Nasr, verse 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
أفواجا.
When did it happen? Did it happen at the time of the Prophet?
No.
But we have seen that.
It's talking about future.
Some interpreters of the Holy Quran commentaries of the Holy Quran say that this is at the time of the advent of Imam Zaman.
All right.
When people see the reality of what happened on the household of the Prophet some time before, and they will see the reality, the truth that Imam Hussein was after, the freedom that he brought about for the humanity. So this is what people are after.
Yeah.
So they are fond of these concepts, to freedom,
at
truth,
least justice.
Justice,
yeah.
Social justice, spirituality.
Economic justice.
These are what Imam Hussein was after.
Yes. Inshallah, we'll talk more on this topic in another session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIP English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.